This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Yep, it's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's October 3rd, episode 1012, brought to you by our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. And I am joined, Glenn, by a very special guest right behind me. And my dad is here.
Hi, Dad.
Yeah. You know what he did? This is so exciting. Is on Wednesday, I got a call that said, see you tomorrow. And I was like, what do you mean you'll see me tomorrow? And lo and behold, here he is. I basically had a day notice. He said, I told you that I was coming in October. And I'm like, October 2nd? Really? Okay. I didn't even know what time he was coming. I had to call my brother and say, hey, when is Dad coming? He goes, he's on a plane right now. So I have house guests. And lo and behold, they're here. They made it. And I was really prepared.
Well, you know, you didn't have to stress over cleaning the house and all that stuff.
This is true. This is they got to see the way that I live. And really, that's what's important.
You know, you do spend so much time stressing and cleaning and you get food and all that crap when somebody comes. And this way, you avoided all that.
Yeah, I did. I did. And I loved it when last night I was teaching riding lessons because I actually have I work and I was not prepared and I didn't move anything around. And sometime during the riding lesson, they came out and my dad and his wife and they said, we're going to go pick up dinner. And I was like, great. Can you pick up all these things too? And I gave them the list.
See, that's what guests are for.
Yes, exactly. They rented a car, so he just runs some errands for me. I'm busy. So, thanks, Dad. Appreciate it.
First thing Jennifer's dad does when he gets here is goes to the grocery store because we don't have anything he wants. So he runs the grocery store, buys all this stuff, and then it's great because they only stay for like a day or two sometimes, and then he leaves all of it. So it's like, oh, well, that's not
that's
stuff we normally
nice.
Would buy, but yeah. You know, because we're not out there buying steak at $20 a pound. So when he leaves the leftovers, it's great.
Yeah, and then you get, I never can have enough honey Dijon mustard. And that's the stuff my dad buys. Like, we have bottles of things in the fridge.
I cannot stand Dijon mustard. Oh, I must be one of the very few guys in the world who actually likes the cheap yellow stuff. That's the only mustard I'll eat.
Oh, my gosh. Now, this is not a conversation about mustard, but I would just like for you to know that I finally agree with you on one other thing. Wow.
Oh, you only like the cheap yellow stuff, too?
Well, now I buy the organic yellow stuff, but yes.
Wow, you're ritzy.
I know. I'm pretty fancy. Trader Joe's is my friend. I'm
kind of
high
special organic yellow mustard.
Yeah, made in the same factory as the other yellow mustard, and they just put it in a different bottle.
Jennifer, what is besides mustard talk on a gross? It's really not appropriate at 6 o'clock on a Friday morning when I'm drinking coffee to talk about mustard. However, Jennifer, what is coming up on the rest of the show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition. Starting out, Tracy Noel from Mill Creek Spreaders is here to chat about our favorite topic, regardless of the day of the week or the time of day, poo. Poo spreaders, to be exact. And then mid-show, we will be raising eyebrows everywhere with some Truth is Stranger than Fiction horsey headlines. And in the third half of the show, Bad Ads sets the tone for your weekend. And hopefully, somewhere in the middle, we will be hearing from someone live at the America's Horsewoman's Challenge. And stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Hey, Glenn.
Thank you. Yeah.
Did you, for the first time ever, I was downloading the podcast app onto my dad's phone for him, and I realized that we had people that wrote reviews of our show. Have you read those?
No, I haven't lately. No, I probably haven't in months.
Yeah, don't. I mean, they're all,
don't.
Most of them are very positive. Most of them are very positive.
Don't read them, Glenn.
Somebody didn't like me very much, but what I was thinking of was one person wrote, Friday is the only day to listen because they do really bad ads. Like, don't listen to the rest of the week, but catch Friday's show. So no pressure.
And oh, by the way, I apologize for writing that review about you on there. I didn't.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey,
I'm really bothered.
my daily Winnie goes, well, did you know the first, now we're totally off track. It's Friday. Who cares? The first review we had on iTunes when we first started 6 years ago for the Stable Scoop radio show, the first review we get, I mean, it was just Lena and I at that point, and we had done a couple of episodes, and the first review, it's still there, said, the guy sounds like Kermit the Frog. That was all he wrote, and that was the first review. It's still there. You can go look at it.
Well, it's nice to join you, Kermie. Apparently, I'm just annoying, so... But whatever.
So we have Kermit the Frog and is annoying. Wasn't the Miss Piggy's annoying? It's perfect. It's Kermit and Piggy in the morning.
Aww, that's so sweet. I love being called Miss Piggy in the morning.
And
that's
you
great.
Sing on the
Thanks.
Show about as good as Miss Piggy does. Perfect.
It is. Welcome to the Muppet Show, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Okay, do your daily Winnie. Let me get you focused.
Two happy birthdays today. One to our friend Lorraine Peachy from Pennsylvania. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Lorraine. And also to our friend Shauna Koresh, who is, of course, clicker training. And it is her birthday today as well. Happy birthday to Shauna.
Okay, this is kind of obscure, but I'm super excited that the Royals, the Kansas City Royals, made their way into postseason baseball. It's been since like the 80s that the Royals have made their way into the postseason. You guys know I'm a huge baseball fan. The San Francisco Giants, my husband's team, is also in the postseason. But this daily Winnie goes out to the Royals. Did you know how the Royals got their name? The baseball team, the Kansas City Royals. Can you take a guess?
Something to do with the Royals in England?
No. Good guess, though. The Royals name originates from the American Royal, which was a livestock and horse show and rodeo and championship barbecue that is held annually in Kansas City since 1899. So basically, a baseball team is named after a horse show. How cool is that?
Really?
I didn't know that. There's a trivia fact that I
got curious last night, and yeah, I got curious last night. I sat down on Wikipedia, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, it's named after a horse show." So there's been the American Royal, and I thought Royale with cheese, Royale Livestock Horse Show Rodeo and Championship Barbecue. So there you go, Kansas City. I'm kind of pulling for you now.
Now you didn't. You mentioned those other teams that, you know, going into the playoffs, but you didn't mention the Atlanta Braves. Is that because they're not in the playoffs?
Glenn, I don't really want to talk about that right now.
Oh.
It's not important. However, several people of the Atlanta Braves have been fired since the end of the season, so we don't need to talk about that either. And I'm talking big people.
Well,
in
that
the
just means it isn't the word then for next year rebuilding. That's always the word rebuilding.
Rebuilding.
You're always rebuilding when your team sucks and they suck for years. You're in a rebuilding phase. You're always rebuilding.
I'm in a rebuilding phase. Exactly. Dang it. Yeah.
Well, we have a couple of things to talk about here before our first guest, and all of them involve shows. We found out we're going to be set up in the Stroh building at the 2014 World Percheron Congress next week. Wendy and I will be flying out on Monday, and then we will be there all day Tuesday. That's October 7th. Helena is coming with Gracie, her daughter, and they're going to be spending the day with us. My brother's coming. A whole bunch of listeners are coming. So if you want to come join the party, it's October the 7th. We'll be in the Stroh building. We'll be set up along one of the walls. I don't know which wall it is. I don't know much about the Big E. I've been there once. So we will be at the Big E in West Springfield, Massachusetts. Come out and meet us. We'd be happy to see you. We're going to be doing the Horses in the Morning live at 9 a.m. on Tuesday from there, and also the driving radio show at 2 p.m. On Tuesday. We'll be live from there. So this will be the first time we ever do the driving radio show live. We'll have some guests from, obviously, the Percheron world, and Wendy and I will be gushing over how many big black butts we met the day before. So I'm just looking forward to that so much. We're both getting excited. We were on the phone last night. We were like little kids because she loves the big Percherons too. So we're going to have a blast there. I know. They're just gentle giants. They truly are. And some of the biggest in the world will be there, actually. So I'm hoping to get a picture with the biggest Percheron there. I am going to make it a mission.
Special request is I want you to not only get a picture with the biggest one there, I want you to get a selfie with the biggest one there and see how much of
I don't know if I can fit his head in.
I know. That's what I want to see.
That's funny. Well, we're going to have a good time, and we hope to see you all out there. If you want to look up the details, it's 2014worldpercheroncongress.com, and we will be competing in the celebrity driving competition at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. So that's when you can see us make fools of ourselves. And then the biggest, single largest, biggest breed show in the world starts today. And any guesses what that is, Jamie?
I'm going to guess it's happening at Pimlico, and it is the Thoroughbred Makeover?
Nope, not it. It's Quarter Horse Congress starts today in Columbus, Ohio, at the Ohio Expo Center. 6,000 quarter horses will be appearing over the month that this thing runs. It attracts more than 600,000 visitors from all over the world, and it pumps an estimated $239 million into Central Ohio economy. And believe me, if you've ever been to Columbus, it needs it. So it's the only, sorry, everybody that lives there. It's the only, I think, major thing that they have in Columbus. It brings a ton of money into that area. And we went, when we lived in Kentucky, we went for the first time, and it is huge. And if you want to drool, you just go into the parking lot where all of the trailers and the multi-million dollar campers and motorhomes are parked. Oh, my God. Quarter horse people got the money because, whew, you don't see that at an event that you're going to, let me tell you.
No, but because they don't win money. Avengers don't win money. However, I can't believe that Quarter Horse Congress is bigger than Thoroughbred's Makeover that's happening at Pimlico.
Well, tell us about that.
Yeah, it's happening. It's this weekend. And if you guys haven't voted, I'll have Jennifer post, Jennifer, if you don't mind, posting on our Facebook page how you can go vote for your favorite America's Most Wanted Thoroughbred. It's a competition that's going on, and it involves everybody from, there's 10 different horses, 10 different trainers, and 10 different disciplines. I think some of the disciplines, and help me out, Jennifer, they've got fox hunting, they've got steeplechasing, they've got eventing, they've got hunters, they've got jumpers, they've got one horse, basically one thoroughbred representing all of these different, even the Western cattle, whatever it's called, cattle chasing. What is it called? What do they do?
I'm not sure.
Jennifer?
I think she's actually on with the.
Oh.
She's not here. You know, and the other thing they're doing this year, they really ramped up the show, not only the competition, but the demonstrations they have going on both days. They have barrel racers and trick riders and show hunters. They have eventing demonstrations with some of the top eventers. Matter of fact, Ichabod Crane and Philip Dutton will be there. They have Anthony Patch.
They're in the competition.
Yeah.
They're in the competition. It's so cool.
It is cool, and they have dressage there. They just all day. They have all this stuff going on. Chris McCarron's going to be there as a judge. If we live closer, I would we would both be there. You and I would both be there watching this all weekend. It looks like a lot of fun. If you're anywhere near Maryland and Pimlico, head on over. It starts today and goes through Sunday afternoon. Again, it's not just the competition with these horses. It's everything else that's going. Roman riding, four bay thoroughbreds. Have you ever seen anybody Roman ride a thoroughbred, period?
You know, that's really, really cool. I started thinking, this is at Pimlico, and this chick is going to be Roman riding four off-the-track thoroughbreds at 1 o'clock on Saturday. That's worth it, because you know where they're going to be Roman riding? On the freaking track. Like, that is a recipe for disaster, and it hopefully will go very well for her. But I know from experience showing Jet at – let's see, several of the different events around here have their shows on a racetrack or a former racetrack. He went crazy when I took him down to that track. Are all these off-the-track thoroughbreds going to keep it together when they're being ridden on a track?
I see. Actually, I found her Facebook page, and she is part of the Texas Trick Riders group. And Jennifer, I posted it on Skype. You can post her Facebook page, but there's actually pictures of Roman riding. She's on the back too, and she's got reins to the front too, and she's they're four awesome. Thoroughbreds.
That's awesome.
That's
and,
talent
when
you can see that with thoroughbreds.
That's amazing. That's why these horses are so great, and that's why they're celebrating them. And by the way, the Western cattle thing I was talking about is called ranch work. And Rickham and Dale Simonton, who has been on our show a ton, is going to be there at 1:30 on Sunday. He's doing a demonstration. There's going to be dressage, Western dressage, English dressage, steeplechase, show jumping, pony club. It's going to be awesome. They're doing some voting right now. 8,600 people, I think, have voted for their favorite thoroughbred. So it's a stiff competition. Last I checked, it was Philip Dutton. But I don't know right now.
Makes sense. Yeah, makes sense.
Well,
popular. And the one other thing, of course, going on starting today, we've been talking about it for a month now, is the American Horsewoman's Challenge. We might be getting somebody checking in live a little bit later in the show from there. They're starting their, I know right now they're having their competitors meeting with all 40 of the women that trained these horses. So if you want to learn more about that, you can look at horsewomanschallenge.com. That starts today out there in Chad's home state. So that is happening, and it is at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. So now is his family anywhere near Oklahoma City, or are they on the other side?
Yeah, they're in Norman, which is just south of it. That's about half an hour. 45 minutes, maybe.
Cool.
But yeah,
very good.
It's not far at all.
American Horsewoman's Challenge going on right now. Well, we're going to take the show to poop, because you know what? We love to talk about poop here on Horses in the Morning. Our life is spent shoveling poop. We deal with poop every day. You know, horse people have to be some of the poopiest people around, because, you know, I can't think of any other group other than maybe if you own a dog kennel that deals with poop as much as we do. And we have really helped to bring a certain manure fork by the name of Equity into prominence. I think about a quarter of our audience now owns the Equity manure fork, because it is the best poop scooper ever. And you know what? You can use your Equity manure fork to scoop it into one of our new sponsors. And I want to welcome Tracy from Mill Creek. Hello, Tracy.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us from near my hometown where I grew up in Pennsylvania.
Yes, Honeybrook. Yes, you're welcome. And I'm chuckling at your poop scooping comments, because an elephant trainer immediately came to mind.
Okay, you
they
got
win.
A point.
We may they not win. Be the only people.
You're right, they win. Do they buy the extra large manure spreader, the largest one? Because
they must. I mean, who knows what they do with it? I have no idea. I'm just glad that we're able to help horse people with theirs. So.
Now, you guys are located in beautiful Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I grew up in Terry Hill, which is a little town about 5 miles from where Mill Creek is located. And so tell us a little bit about Mill Creek Spreaders.
Well, we've been in business for almost 30 years, one of the oldest, if not the oldest, compact spreader manufacturer. And we have continuously improved the designs that entire time to make sure that our customers and, you know, we listen to our customers, to make sure that horse people are getting the best equipment they possibly could have for their needs. So we're proud of that. And, we just brought out our latest innovation this year with a huge deal, which is the stainless steel spreaders. We're the only people in the world making compact stainless steel spreaders. And those suckers actually have a lifetime warranty. I dare you to try to wreck it because you can't. They have a lifetime warranty against rust through. And normally when the body of a spreader rusts out, it's time for a new one. So that is something you would never have to worry about with our SS spreaders. So we're pretty excited about that innovation.
And anybody that's been around spreaders, it seems like, and we had this problem too, Tracy, when we had our big farm. We had a good size spreader, and it was about 800 years old, and the frame was rough. It seems like you start with the 800-year-old spreader, and you're always fixing the chain, and the thing is rusting out, and there's wood falling off the bottom, and then you have to replace the floor, and that's a stinky job. So I totally understand. So this stainless steel one just will not rust.
Right, pretty much. And it also has the, we already had the lifetime warranty polyvinyl floors in all of our spreaders, not just the SS model. So,
no more wood?
Your floor, no more wood. Nope, the vinyl floor that's guaranteed for life too. So,
wow.
You're going to have a hard time messing up one of our SS spreaders. They have a stainless steel apron chain and tailgate and feeders and they are really an amazing, amazing device. You can even store manure. I know, let's be honest, not everybody spreads their manure every day. And people let it sit even in our regular spreaders. And you can get away with it, especially if you've gotten one with them. We also offer the Rhino lining on our other ones on the deluxe model. So you can get away with it, but you really are in good shape if you have the SS.
I can't tell you how many times in the winter in Pennsylvania we let our spreader sit overnight.
Of course.
It froze solid, and we would have to get out the jackhammer to try and break it up so that we could use the spreader without breaking the chain.
We don't recommend letting it freeze overnight, even in an SS, but, we know it happens, so, yep. Oh, and that brings to mind that we have parts for every Mill Creek spreader ever made, and so if you do happen to break something, we can help out for sure. And a really neat thing about Mill Creek is when you call us, you get someone standing in our factory. You don't get a runaround. You don't get shipped to some random department or someone that really doesn't even make the spreaders. You get somebody in the Mill Creek factory who is going to talk to you and help you. We even have videos online that will walk you through if you should happen to have to replace something on the spreader, which, we have videos that will walk you through that. So we really we have superior customer service. We have people standing there who know everything about our spreaders. So it's pretty cool. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so if I call you guys and say, my spreader is making a noise, like this is what happens when I go to the car, the auto parts store.
My car is making this
chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka noise. The person answering the phone is going to know that noise is what you're saying.
Oh, definitely. Yep, the depth of the knowledge astounds me. It's not me, but you will get somebody that knows everything about it. So,
that's fantastic.
That's a pretty cool thing that we have.
Now
neat thing about Mill Creek too is that do you want to go out and grease your car? No, you take it to the mechanic, and they do something mysterious at Jiffy Lube, and you'll get your oil changed, right? And most farm equipment, you have to get out the grease gun and walk around and start putting it on. I mean, some spreaders have
we never did that either.
12, oh, well, you're supposed to. You have up to like 12 points that you have to grease, whether it's bearings or what have you. Don't have to do that on the Mill Creek. So if you always forgot, Glenn, you'd be fine with the Mill Creek because there is nothing to grease. You squirt a little WD-40 on the drive chains every couple months, you're good to go. You don't have those grease points. And believe me, if you get some other kind of spreader that does need greasing and you don't grease it, you will pay in the long run, as you can imagine.
Yeah, we did.
So,
Now we screwed up every piece of equipment we've ever gotten. We learned, that's Jennifer and I being so mechanically in tune. And the other thing that happens with those little grease points on the spreaders is they get so full of crap that when you try and put the grease gun on, it doesn't squirt. Grease just squirts out everywhere. Because they're all clogged up. Yeah.
Yep. No need to worry about that with the Mill Creek. They're all sealed. You don't have to touch them. So
now,
Glenn,
that's five, right? From tiny to large.
Oh yes, yes. We have everything from our Model 15 Economy, which is just a little guy, very reasonably priced, but it's galvanized steel and it's got beaters on it, so you don't have to worry about your hay or your straw. Who has time to pick hay out of the bedding? If you get some other kind, sometimes, they don't handle hay or straw. No problem with that Mill Creek, even the smallest one, because you've got the regular beater. So you can load her up and go. All the way up to, the Mac Daddy, which is our Model 97 or 127. That's for over 20 horses. You can imagine it's humongous. And all of them except our two small economy ones, you can get in the stainless steel option. So we pretty much got you covered no matter what size you need, what price point, whatever is going to be the best fit for your, literally best fit for your barn. A lot of times you need to take into consideration how wide your aisles are if you want, how wide the door is. You want to wheel it into the barn. So, and speaking of moving around the barn, you can get this neat thing that we call our dolly wheel jack stand, which means even if you've got your spreader fully loaded, you wheel that thing down, you can push that spreader around by hand in the barn with no problem. Even ladies. That's a lot of ladies really like that feature. Oh, yeah. Yep. So it's a little, it's a little wheel on the front with a crank, sort of like you'd have on a boat tongue. And the tongue weight on a Mill Creek is lighter than most of them, too. So that whole arrangement makes it pretty easy for people to maneuver in the barn, which is a neat thing. So people appreciate that. And people tend to use our spreaders for other things than hauling manure sometimes, too. We've had people tell us they stack hay to move around or move bags of feed or whatever you've got handy. So, again, that dolly wheel can certainly come in handy.
I'll tell you what, my jaw is on the floor. I mean, I cannot believe how great these spreaders have become. I mean, that just all the little details, the nitpicky details of you guys have addressed, the sliding it forward to the next stall. You'd have to crank up the tractor and pull it forward. No, you can, just slide it forward. That's really, really helpful. I mean, my gosh, that's great. And
our goal is to get everybody out of the barn faster so they have more time for their horses. And that's what we hear from our customers. I don't know. We hear things like, I don't know what I'd do without it. I can clean stall so much more easily and faster and just go out and spread or, park it and wait till the end of the day and load it up some more. And I kind of laugh because we say, we have a suggestion for how much they'll hold and how many horses, but I have heard from customers who get the, our 27SS, which is supposed to be for up to four horses. And they're like, I have eight horses. I load that thing so high you wouldn't believe it. It still goes. So,
can do that too.
Yeah,
Jennifer used to get up in it and walk around and smush it down so we could fit more in it.
Oh my goodness!
Uh-huh.
Yep,
I know what happens, and when it
comes to buying the right size, we never hear anybody say, "Gee, I wish I'd bought a smaller spreader." We never hear that. We always hear, golly, what was I thinking? I should have bought a bigger one. So, but we'll be happy to help you walk you through what size you need, whether you want PPO or ground. We just put a bunch of videos on YouTube that we call our spreader selection series that will help you decide exactly which one you need. And we also have one, Why Mill Creek, which goes into a lot more detail about you know, why we feel that we have the best equipment on the market. So, and we are very proud to say that we are endorsed by Julie Goodnight, Star Horse Master, Julie Goodnight. She has had one of our, this is the coolest thing ever. She actually has owned one of our spreaders for over 9 years. So long before we had anything to do with her, actually. She chose Mill Creek and has been happily using it 365 days a year on her ranch in Colorado. So when we got a hold of her and said, hey, we're interested, you know, being a sponsor, she said, well, that's terrific because I already have one. So,
oh, my gosh, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, so that was just the most wonderful coincidence ever. So when she says she can vouch for their quality and longevity, she is telling the truth. She is actually a longtime user and is very happy with her Mill Creek. So we're pretty proud to have her on board. And
very good.
We're excited.
I can't tell at all that you're super excited about this company. You know, you can just tell that you're proud. You're proud of it, and you're proud of the product, and you're proud of working for them, and we're definitely proud to have Mill Creek as part of our show. You know, we talk about poo an awful lot, and this is just, it's a perfect marriage for Mill Creek to be a part of our family. So we do appreciate it, and we appreciate you coming on and talking about it, because you're right. I mean, this is what we do as horse people, you know, and It's just, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you for coming on and being so passionate about poo. There's more poo than us,
you're
Glenn.
Welcome. Let me tell you one more exciting thing for your listeners. Yep. We're doing a sweepstakes right now. You can win a Mill Creek 27 Plus traditional spreader. All you need to do is go to our Facebook page. There's a button that says enter to win and fill out the little form there. Or you go through, even if you're not on Facebook, you can still find, if you go to our website, and click the button there on the homepage, it'll take you to the entry form. You don't actually have to be a Facebook member to fill it out. And we will be running the sweepstakes runs through this coming Friday. It ends at midnight on Friday on the 10th, so there's still plenty of time to enter. And we are super excited about giving away this spreader. And we ask people, why do you want a Mill Creek spreader? And we get the most wonderful answers. You know, I've wanted one for years, or I know it helped me get my chores done faster, all that kind of good stuff. Or I'm really excited about putting fertilizer on my fields. We hear that a lot, too. So, yes, please enter our sweepstakes. The more the merrier.
Well, I'm just looking. It's a cute little spreader that you get to win. Jennifer, that's just the right size for us, if you could fill that form out. Please.
There you go.
Hi, Glenn. I'm in there.
We do a random drawing, so, but please, yeah.
Are we eligible to win? Can Jamie and I still win?
I think so. Yeah, go ahead. All right. Put your entry in.
Well, thank you so much. It's MillCreekSpreaders.com. And, you know, all of you have seen a Mill Creek spreader around. They've been around for what seems like 100 years. And you can own your own brand new stainless steel one and never have that rusting problem again. And just to visit
That's
them
so
to
cool.
see all the options, the sizes, they have charts there. So they make it very easy to figure out what size you need, which is as she said, is the most important decision you're going to make. Because you don't want to be emptying it every 10 minutes either. You want to empty it once. And
exactly.
any more than that seems like a pain in the neck when you're cleaning the cells. So you need the size that's going to fit. And, you know, spend a little extra money to get the right size. You will be thankful every day you did. And this is coming from experience. I'm just saying. MillCreekSpreaders.com. Thank you so much, Tracy, for joining us.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
It's true, though. Man, we had when you start out with 10 horses and then you get the spreader and it's like, well, that'll be a good size. And then you get 15 horses and then all of a sudden you're emptying it twice while you're cleaning the barn. It is a pain.
You know, that was the other thing, Glenn, is when I didn't get to finish what I was saying, but my jaw had hit the floor about how these manure spreaders are so fantastic, but also at how bad you are at everything. I mean, my God. I could see Jennifer walking around on it, though, like, just pile it down because you, Glenn, didn't want to empty
did.
It again.
She did. She would take it, and she'd hop up there, and she'd smash it into the corners. And
yep. And it's especially awesome when you use straw bedding, because then you kind of sink when you smush it. It's especially awesome.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure that your spreader was probably about 150 years old. And it really did well with that kind of abuse.
Yeah.
Well, that's an auction.
Mm-hmm. It would bounce.
You know it.
Yeah.
That's so
All
funny.
Right, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, and we're going to come back with more fun on this Freestyle Friday.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Managing horses can be challenging. Each horse's personality affects the way he behaves and reacts to the world around him. Horses with certain dispositions can be at higher risk for developing health problems than others. High-strung or excitable horses are easily stressed, but so is the timid, quiet warrior. Stressed horses are more likely to develop digestive upsets that lead to colic, diarrhea, and ulcers. Nalox Advanced was specifically developed to support a digestive tract that is under stress. It sustains proper pH levels, reducing the incidence of ulcers and hindgut imbalances, while simultaneously supporting the healing of damaged tissues. Nalox Advanced supports the complete digestion of starches and sugars and sustains populations of beneficial bacteria. Make life a little easier on your sensitive horse and start him on Nalox Advanced today. To learn more about the ingredients in Nalox Advanced, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
And thank you so much to Kentucky Performance Products for being a part of our Horses in the Morning family. Gosh, we love them too. So they're fantastic. So if you guys haven't done it, go look at kppusa.com and check them out on Facebook, because they send out all the time. There's, you know, helpful tips coming out, and they're definitely worth following on Facebook. Hey, you know, I love, Glenn, that segment that we were doing the past two Wednesdays on the headlines. And
right.
I saw a headline, and there was just no way to not click on this headline. And so I'm going to read you the headline and tell me you would not click on this.
Okay.
Woman, here's the headline. Woman suing Disney claims Frozen is her life story.
What? She lived
Have
in an ice castle?
Have you seen the movie Frozen?
Yes, she lived in an ice castle and can turn things to ice with her fingertips.
Yes, that's pretty much it. So this is from CNN, okay? It's a very short story, but it's just kind of the excerpt of the story. A woman has filed a $250 million lawsuit against Disney, claiming that the mega hit Frozen is her life story. Isabella Tanikumi says the animated film took elements from her 2010 autobiography, Living My Truth. Court documents obtained by E! News includes a list of claims. She says she has two sisters, open doors or gates, and a moon setting in her book. So in addition to damages...
Nobody else has that.
No. She wants Disney to cease and desist from any and all sales, distribution, and marketing of Frozen in any media format. This is my favorite part. A Disney spokeswoman responded to her claim, saying, quote, "This is beyond ridiculous. She needs to let it go. Let it go! Let it go!" I added the song, "Can't hold it back anymore." That was their quote. She needs to let it go. Let it go. Isn't that great?
That movie has made Disney billions of dollars.
Oh my gosh. It's every little girl's favorite movie. You know the guy who plays Olaf, the snowman? He was on Jimmy Fallon. And he has small children and has some little girls. And they said, do they think it's so cool that their dad is Olaf? And he's like, no, they hate Olaf. They like the ice princess. What's her name? They're like, no, they think Olaf's annoying. They like Elsa. Yeah, that's exactly his quote. Like, no, they hate Olaf. They like Elsa.
You know, they had a problem at Disney because they brought Anna and Elsa in as princesses you could meet at Disney World in Magic Kingdom. The line was 4 to 6 hours long every day.
Oh,
to meet
my
Anna and Elsa.
Gosh.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep,
you can't go to the grocery store without buying something frozen. Like, you know, it's everywhere. So, yes, this woman claims that her life is from the movie Frozen, and she wants Disney to pay her $250 million.
Well, there you go. I'm sure she'll get really far with that, really far.
Yeah. Now, tell me that every single person that's listening to this show does not have Let It Go in your head right now.
Yeah, exactly. Either that. There's two songs that you can mention right now that get stuck in your head just by saying the name, Let It Go and Happy. Those two songs,
oh.
Now you got Happy in your head.
Happy, clap along. Yeah, you're right. Oh, great. Now I've got it. If you could do a like a mashup of Happy and Let It Go, Let It Go, Let It Go, because I'm happy. Oh, yeah. I'm going to make $1 million. I'm going to mash it up.
Hey, I found this news story, too. I got to tell you about this. This is in England. This guy, Nathan Tinkler. Yes, his last name is Tinkler. He's auctioning off a majority of his property and his racing empire because he's a coal investor and he decided to get into the racing business. Well, he got the help of Magic Millions boss Jerry Harvey, who apparently is a multi-billionaire, and he built this $300 million farm in England to do his racehorse business. Well, like most horse businesses, guess what happened? Not much. You know, things he started to lose money. You know, it's 447-hectare property. I don't know what a hectare is. And actually, this is in Queensland. This is in Australia. He had 500 breeding and racing thoroughbreds, and so he's putting it all up for auction because he still owed $40 million to this guy and had no way of paying it back because he wasn't making any money. How do you end up owing we're doing something wrong. When's the last time you were able to borrow $40 million for anything?
No, Glenn, we're doing something right because we're not going to jail, okay?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But anyway,
oh my gosh.
One of those 700 or 500 horses, they're up for sale right now. One of them has gone for $850,000. They've so far raised about $20 million in this auction. Apparently, it's still continuing down there in Australia. So there you go.
He spent $300 million
building the farm.
Oh my
yep.
God. Yeah, yep. They better start selling for some more. Wow. Hey, just so you guys know, it is going to be a very special weekend because my boyfriend, Wise Dan, is racing tomorrow in the Turf Mile at Keeneland. It's called the Shadwell Turf Mile. Now, it concerns me that he's racing on December 4th, and that's awful close to Santa Anita's. I don't know if he's running in the Breeders' Cup or not. Oh, my God. I hope I get to see him run in the Breeders' Cup. Anyway, point being, the Lexington, Kentucky Shadwell Turf Mile. This is 1 mile. Horses racing. 2-time Horse of the Year Wise Dan. Going to be there. The prize money is $1 million. Doesn't that seem like a lot of money for just a random Saturday at Keeneland? $1 million.
It's apparently the first $1 million race in Keeneland history. They've never had a $1 million race before, which surprised me. That surprised you?
Really? And oh, my gosh, yeah. No, it surprises me they have a $1 million race. But, of course, that's Wise Dan's home track. So I'm feeling good about this. Now, I just hope that he doesn't get too tired and he'd still go out to Santa Anita and run in the Turf Mile there because that is another $1 million race. So maybe he's only running in $1 million races because he's Wise Dan. Who knows?
You know, don't you wish, and this is the one thing I miss I miss a couple things about Lexington, but one of the big things I miss about Lexington is don't you wish you were there right now and you could go to breakfast at Keeneland and see Wise Dan do his workout in the morning?
Oh, my God. I would stalk that horse until they let me ride him, okay? I mean, come on, please. Let me get him. Actually, I saw his, they posted a video on and he was on the Blood Horse and on his Facebook page of him working out in the morning, and I don't want to ride him. He's scary. He is so he would run away
Handful,
with me
huh?
in 0.2 seconds. Yeah, just even they're trotting him out, and he's just like trying to pull the reins out of his hands. He's like, let me go, let me go, let me go, let it go, let me go. And so he's trying to get away the whole time. So he would be quite the challenge to ride, but I would totally try. It would be awesome.
Hey, you know, I found this list, and I thought about you and I. You know how we always talk about, you know, that we haven't made it to superstardom yet. You've met some stars and blown it. I mean, you were in the proximity and haven't even done well.
What are you talking about? What's the subject you're talking about? Is this like a subject called Embarrass Jamie?
No, it's Embarrass Both of Us, actually. This is top 10 ways to superstardom. And I was looking at it and trying to relate it to why we aren't superstars yet, okay? And I found this at, which website had this? It was one of the big news sites, had the top 10 ways to superstardom. The first one is find your X factor. And that means, the thing you're really good at that you could go on X factor and become a superstar. Well, we're good at talking. Does that count? Can we go on there and do like a mini version of our radio show?
Glenn, did you not hear me earlier singing? I mean, clearly, I have a vocal gift that needs to be shared with the world.
clearly. I'm sure you wouldn't be buzzed out on X Factor. No.
It'd be amazing.
The second thing was I buzz you out every time you sing on this show. The second thing was invent something. You know, everything I've ever thought about inventing, I really didn't do, and then somebody else did. You know, that's the problem. Something is you actually have to do it. That's the hard part.
Yeah. You know what we should invent is some way that you can, when you're cleaning a stall, throw poop into a container that will then spread it around your property. Oh, wait. Mill Creek. Dang it. See?
I had a client once, and I won't say where it was, but I had a client once when I was in the investment business. It was one of the wealthiest clients we had, and they made their money, get this, billions and millions, that are still making millions off of this invention. It is the salt packet that has the ridges, you know, the little ridged one with the little tubes, you know, that you get at McDonald's or those places. You know how they have the regular just flat packets that don't have the little ridges, and then you have the ones that have the little ridges. They invented the packet with the little ridges, and they get a percentage of every one of those that's sold in the world.
I don't really know what that is, but wow, it sounds like that's a lot of percentages.
Salt packet.
Salt packet. Sugar packet? Salt packet. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes. Like the two tube things. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yes. Yep. And that's all they invented, and they're living, and their family will live well forever because of those salt
packets. You know what? I heard somebody else invented, you know, when you buy bread and it has that little square thing around it? Not the twisty thing, the little square thing. Somebody invented that, and they're like bazillionaires. I couldn't have thought of that.
That's why we are not superstars yet. Number three, write a racy novel. Well, I'm not a good writer, so I'm never going to be able to do a racy novel. Sorry. How about you? Can you do a racy novel?
If I was going to write a novel, the only novel that I could write would be racy. So maybe I should start writing stuff down. It's not going to be funny. It's not going to be... It'd be racy.
Have a viral YouTube hit. Well, the only one we have had is a pony rolling in the water, and that really didn't make us much money. So,
did you put a commercial at the front of it? That's what you have to do.
We're screwed
right.
up.
Yep.
I want to go viral so bad. I've tried. I put this thing on TV. I've tried. I want to go viral. I'm going to go viral. I might not make money, but by God, I want your YouTube hits that you got with Scooter. I'm jealous.
Now, number five was become a successful blogger. And, you know, the problem with that is it requires effort and work. And see, all of these things keep knocking us out because they require, like, extra work. If we could only do it without having any work, that would be great. Do you know the pioneer woman? Do you know who I'm talking about? Ray Drummond. She has a TV show now on food, I think it is. And she started out as a blogger. And I came across her Facebook page the other day. She has 2.2 million Facebook followers.
And she's a blogger?
She's a blogger, the pioneer woman. She's like the Martha Stewart of the West, is the best way I can describe her.
That's pretty much says it all.
Yeah, she made $1 zillion, and her show's not even that exciting. She's made $1 zillion off of that since she put some effort into it. The six was become the first. The problem with that is I've been the first at a lot of things. I've always wanted to be the first. We're the biggest horse radio network and everything. But it's always been in these, like, micro-niche worlds that don't get you very far. That's a problem.
Yeah.
You got to be the first at something that actually gets you acknowledged in the general world.
I can't even think of what there is to do first anymore. I mean, what can you be the first one of? I can't, like, climb a mountain. They've all been climbed. Discover something. Everything's been discovered. There's no first anymore, right?
I guess. Or become the best, like, if, you know, you win Olympic gold. But then it seems like all the Olympic gold medals recently have been getting pulled over for being drunk and driving. So I don't know. Number seven, you have a shot at, I have no shot at, and that has become a model. So just get out your high heels and your skimpy top and get out there, Jamie, because that's one of the things we've failed at again.
Yeah, I need to grow about 3 feet to become a model and lose about 100 pounds.
Reality TV star. You could do that. Your life is a reality TV show.
You know, I just clicked on your list, and I'm thinking that probably the most possible thing that you and I can do to become, this is top 10 ways to superstardom, is number 9. That's what we can do.
Get fat and then thin again. We have done it many times, actually.
They pay you for that?
Number 10, we have qualified at this, and I've been this, I've done this many times, and number 10 is be the worst. Yep, if you're absolutely the worst at something, you can become a superstar. So we have 2 shots, get fat and thin again or be the worst. We have 2 shots at this.
Yeah. So you can be the worst. They're saying there's a TV show out there for you. Yes, that is true. You can be the worst at something. So you're right, Glenn. Yeah. There are 2 ways that we can go on either the celebrity weight loss, non-celebrity weight loss, what's it called, just weight loss challenge or whatever, and then be the worst at something and get famous that way. Gosh, we can do it, Glenn.
I know. We got to set our goals high. That's what we have to do. We just have to set our goals high. But then it's still got that work thing, you know, which kind of just always knocks me out. speaking of which, you know what? We could play a song and not have to talk for the next 3 minutes.
Yeah, sounds good.
You know what? If I pick a song that's a little longer, we won't have to talk for 4 minutes. How about that? I like that even better. Boots and Pearls. We'll be back. Of course, we can't afford them because we're not superstars.
That's what I wear. Pearls seems fair with my blue jeans, diamond ring, and roses in my hair. I rode a bronc, she was tough, the boys all out.
Summertime, hear the sound of the phone come on.
wrong. Sing me a song.
Well, that was Adrienne singing Boots and Pearls. You can find all of her music. Just search for Adrienne in iTunes would be the best way to do that, or buckaroogirl.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek, and I am here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. And we have a terrific sponsor by the name of EasySignsOnline.com. We're going to hear from them, and then it is time to head into the world of really bad ads. This week's EasySignsOnline.com spotlight product is their New England Style Farm Signs, their most popular line of signs. New England Style Farm Signs are very durable and designed for long-term outdoor use with no maintenance required, no wood to rot, and no paint to peel. They will outlast the old style painted wood signs by many, many years. They are available in many sizes, shapes, and styles, which makes them the perfect sign for any farm or business. Go online today and go through the EasySignsOnline.com easy step-by-step ordering process to see all the prices and options available. They also offer free, no-obligation sign proofs on all New England-style signs, and you get free shipping as well on all New England-style signs. So replace your old worn-out sign and make a great first impression with a new farm sign from EasySignsOnline.com. And the holidays are right around the corner, so it's a terrific gift idea. I can't think of a better one. Visit EasySignsOnline.com. Well, before we get to really bad ads, Jamie, one of our contributors who seems to find everything that has to do with nudity in the world, contacted me yesterday and said, have you seen this yet? It was on modernfarmer.com. And apparently the James Cook University Veterinary Science class of 2015 in Queensland, Australia, decided to do a fundraiser. And to do the fundraiser, these students thought it would be a wonderful idea to take a cue from the eventers in England. And they did a fundraising calendar called Vets Uncovered. That's right. These students are trying to raise money for their graduation ball by putting out a calendar that has them all kind of naked in veterinary situations, which personally, if there's one situation I don't want to be naked in, it's most veterinary situations. But the pictures are actually very good, and I'm posting a link in Skype to you right now, so go check it out. It's in modernfarmer.com. We will not be posting this on our Facebook page, so look for modernfarmer.com and search veterinary calendar, and you'll find it. It'll be there. But, yeah, some rather stunning pictures of veterinarians with pigs and cattle and horses and in the lab, washing their hands to do lab work, completely naked.
I don't think that this went off as well as they think that it was going to.
I don't know.
Like, that was I think that there's one photo where the hay that they're sitting on would be lodging itself in some uncomfortable places, if you know what I mean. And I don't find this as attractive as one would hope. Plus, I think this class really got to know each other very well. You can definitely say
that. Yeah, I think they did. Or they knew each other very well before they started, and that's where the idea came from. I'm not sure. But, yeah, we can have it for $17. And
I don't think this is as cool as, like, I don't think their mom is very proud. You know what I mean? Like,
you got naked veterinarians with pigs and sheep and.
Ah! There's one phone where the guys are holding. They're holding lambs over their wieners. Like,
I'm going on mute. I'm going. See ya.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't.
Proud. Do you think that the James Cook University is proud today? Like,
now, this is Australia, right? So maybe.
Yes.
I mean, those officers are crazy, you know?
Yeah.
All of our listeners in Australia, we love you. You guys are, this probably would not be that big a deal to them. I don't find it that awesome, but I've been very impressed with the size of the swine in Australia. Did you see the size of those pigs?
Okay, people, you're going to have to look for that one yourselves.
Don't do it. Don't waste your time. It's not as great as.
Pay attention. If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads. Apparently, everybody's favorite time of the week, and some people's only time they listen every week.
Thanks for that.
What Jamie has discovered. Really Bad Ads is a time when our listeners submit really crappy Craigslist ads, and we just have a little fun with them. And, of course, we give away a prize every week, sometimes two. Today, I think it's one, and Jennifer's going to tell us about it.
Today's prize. Am I off mute? Yes, I am.
She's back to listening
you.
Now.
Yes. Are you done with that whole calendar thing? Promise
we're
me.
Done. Okay. I actually closed the window, believe it or not.
Yeah, thank you. Ugh. Today's prize is provided by Epona Products, and the prize is the Epona perfectly primed prize package of PT Scooter's favorite grooming tools. Featuring a trio of...
Oh, the veterinarian's going to use this after the photo shoot. Oh,
stop! Featuring a trio... Oh, you're going to need these after that calendar shoot. Scrubby bath cloths, and one each of the ultimate and the all-purpose mitt with Epona's perfectly primed prize package. You'll have the ultimate tools for cleaning and massaging. Scrubby bath cloth, ultimate, and all-purpose mitt are all effective for removing sweat marks, scrubbing out dirt and grime during baths, and bringing out natural glow, O-U-N, used for a gentle massage. You can find Epona grooming products at your local tack and feed store, or you can visit them online at EponaProducts.com.
We've creeped Jennifer out for the rest of the day now. She's going to be no good for anything. All right, next.
You're on the couch.
Totally.
Let's,
Cat.
Okay, here we go. Actually, you're starting today with the really first really bad ad.
Wow, it's a special day. All right, the charting for really bad ads. thanks to Brenda for sending this one in. And thank you for everybody who's listening just on Friday, because there's nothing else to be learned any other day, just Fridays for entertainment. So Brenda is hopefully tuning in today for us to read her ad. Okay, folks, it's time for my second round of treatment for equine merchandise collecting disorder, EMCD. I think I'm making progress, and thanks to all of you who helped out last time. Unfortunately, it turns out I also have equine apparel collecting disorder, EACD, so there are some clothes up for grabs this time. As before, the terrier in the photo is not included. Still considering offers on annoying Doberman, but haven't found a big enough shipping box yet. Oh, can I get rid of Boomer that way? Sell a shirt and you get a free dog?
Dog?
That's awesome. super cute fleece boot liners. Turn your rubber boots into winter boots. Otherwise, annoying Doberman will want to keep these to play with. $15. Escadron front boots, proudly modeled by annoying Doberman. If he won't get out of the way, he has to contribute somehow. Quilted blanket liner with surcingle. Add an extra layer for this horrific winter we're supposed to get. An annoying David Doberman who wouldn't stay out of photo shoot. Offers considered. There you go. Terrier with an attitude, not for sale. So I'm assuming that these were all photos that went on an ad and they just tried to get rid of their dog, which is genius.
It does seem that people, I wonder what the percentage is of people who own two dogs and they love one and they just hate the other one, but they're stuck with it. You know, they would never say it out loud most of the time. You say it out loud.
Am I the only one who is like that? You know what I realized, too? Like, Brett that I had her for 12 years, and she was the greatest dog I've ever had.
Brett.
My dog growing
up. She was your lifetime dog. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And then I had Morgan growing up, and she was she only made it to 8. She died of cancer. And, like, she was the greatest dog, and then Brett was the greatest dog. And I swear, Boomer's going to live till he's 24. Why?
Yep.
He's going to live forever. I'm never going to get rid of this dog. I'm going to be in an old folks home, and he's going to be in there with me biting things.
And, now that was supposed to be Chad's dog. Does Chad still have ultimate love for his dog, or is that faded, too, now that Boomer's become a total nightmare?
Did I tell you I started Boomer on Prozac?
Really? They make that for dogs?
Prozac is the same drug. I talked to my veterinarian about it. I'm like, I can't take it. So it takes like a month to kick in. Well, he's been on Prozac for 3 months. You know how much has changed? Zero.
Zero.
Zero. I'm gonna start double dosing him just to see what happens. Just kidding, you guys. But he is on Prozac, seriously, because he's that bad. We just need to keep training. I'm like, how much training do I have to do with this dog? We've tried different collars. We've tried different click things. We've done this. There's nothing that can help him.
There's a sound file.
See, there are some horses even God can't help.
Dogs. Yep.
Amen.
So, see, we could just change that to dogs, right?
That's perfect. Perfect.
Jessica sent the following one in. Jessica Womack sent this one in. Solid white gelding, $500. Oh, that sounds, it's a unicorn. I have a solid white gelding for sale or trade. If interested in trading him, this is all in caps. I have a solid white gelding for sale or trade. If interested in trading him, trade interests are wide. Western saddle, bridle, saddle pad, dead broke, kid safe, horse, etc., or let me know what you got. He's an awesome guy and would, W-U-L-D, would make a great trick horse. I have had him lay down for me, and he will shake his head. He is green. He will shake his head. I didn't know that was a trick. I missed that in trick school. He is green broke. Oh, and by the way, he'll lay down for you. I wonder if that was intentional. You got to wonder that. He is green broke. He does not kick or bite. He is a little jumpy with new people. He is about 5 or 6 TRSs old and about 13 and a half hands high. So basically, we got the same old story here. We have a horse that's unbroke. He's jumpy with new people, which means that he doesn't get along with anybody, but she had to say that in order to tell the horse. And he will just lay down on you. And how many horses have done that with people riding? And in exchange for that, she wants a dead, broke kid safe horse.
Yeah. I didn't know that head shaking was an admirable trait. Apparently it is.
I thought it was called
I'm
weaving.
I'm pretty sure
but...
it's medical. That's a medical problem.
Yeah.
And she said she's had him lay down for her. Either that was not on purpose or she tied his leg to the saddle and made him run around until he laid down. So that's the way to do it. We all saw the horse whisperer. We know how that happened.
Yeah.
Well... And the good news is, if you have a dead, broke, kid-safe horse, she would be happy to give it a home. Uta sent this one, and this is also all capital letters. What is the deal? Why can people not use other, like, as a uppercase? And, but anyway, horse for sale, $1,000 in Bloomfield. Hi, I have an older standardbred gelding for sale. He is gray, which is rare in standardbreds, seasoned and does not require any special handling at this time. Up to date on worming,
wait a minute,
feet, and vaccinations.
Right there. Stop right there for me. What does seasoned mean?
Seasoned and does not require any special handling at this time. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Probably needs to have his teeth done soon. He used to be a racehorse and is at times a little temperamental. He is easy to ride, but can be a bit rough. He is good about handling his feet, but he's also very good at cow kicking. So just stay away from his sides or just watch him closely.
Oh, those are the words.
What? He is an excellent trail horse and has been on overnight trips. Just don't tie him next to other horses. He will kick and bite them. He trailers okay, but we have a stud wall, so he can't kick the horse next to him. He is an easy keeper, but he is very pushy in the pasture. If you like going on trail rides by yourself, this is the horse for you. To an approved home only, but an electric fence is a must.
See, there are some horses even God can't help.
Is this serious?
How do you sell an ad by putting all of that in it? How do you sell a horse for $1,000 when everything you say has a but? Everything she said had a but.
That's a really, like, who is this? I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like, is this person really trying to sell this horse, or is it like a fake ad like I wrote for Jet? Like, this horse will bite you and kick you and hate you, and, oh, by the way, he's going to be great. You should buy him.
Oh, and
like,
have you ever had a cow kicker? They are dangerous horses because they can just get you on the side and you're just not expecting it. You know, you expect a horse to kick out in the back, but yeah.
I've never had a cow kicker ever. I don't know what I would do. They'd be lunged for about 7 hours is what they would be doing.
Or you sell them in an ad like this. Just don't tie them next to other horses because they'll kick and bite them too. This horse really does not like other horses. This is a solo, independent horse right here.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my
God.
Well,
the next one, Jennifer, has to post because of the picture. She has to post this one because of the picture.
Oh, my God.
Jody sent, was this real, Jennifer, this ad?
This is real.
Was the picture really in the ad?
The picture and the ad go together, yes.
Okay. Well, Jody sent this one in, horse, $300 in Pleasant Lake. This is Misty, a Greenbrook Palomino. She is very tall and beautiful horse. We just don't have time for her anymore. Jamie, describe the picture.
Well, the picture is of a chestnut, first of all. There is a guy sitting on the saddle, and the horse is about 2 degrees from flipping itself over. It is rearing up and trying to buck this guy off, and he is about to fall off. Like, I don't know if he fell off or the horse flipped over on top of him. This is not a green broke horse. This is not even barely broke. This is not yellow broke. Like, this is no broke.
Well, it's not yellow, so it's not even the same horse.
I know. I don't know. This doesn't make sense, but we'll post that on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. And make sure, Jennifer, that you say that this is a really bad ad because somebody will think we're trying to sell this horse.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I do like that the guy has a hot pink saddle pad. So that's a good thing.
Yes,
Lindsay.
He does.
Yeah. Lindsay sent in the next one. Man, another one. For sale, must go. $1,500. People are just trying to not sell horses they don't want. American Saddlebred Gelding. Pain in the butt project horse. I cannot handle him. He needs a new home. He bucks and he's too fast for me. $1,500.
Whoa.
Or best offer. Or we'll consider a trade for a mare that's between 10 and 18 and is too slow and boring for you.
It makes it sound like, it makes it sound good that you want to get rid of your perfect horse.
Yeah. Is this, you want something that's not slow and boring? Here you go. I've got it. What is
go.
The deal? American Saddlebred Gelding. There you go. But thanks, Lindsay. That's a good one.
This Lindsay had,
oh
this
God.
Had a tremendous amount of honesty in this ad. Yep. Cannot handle them. I need a new home. Oh, Molly sent in the trailer of the week. God, they keep getting better. Patriotic
now, hold
one
on.
Horse. Yeah?
I got this ad was first sent in by Molly. She was the first one to submit it because this was submitted by several of our listeners. Several
oh, yeah.
of our listeners submitted yeah. this one horse trailer, and it is a doozy.
It's a Patriotic one-horse motorcycle trailer. One of a kind. And I'd say it is definitely one of a kind. $250 from Hot Springs. You know where that is? Arkansas. One of a kind shop-built one-horse trailer. Pull straight and easy. Well, I'm glad it pulled straight. It is a homemade one-horse trailer. It is a convertible. And it is painted in the most beautiful red, white, and blue you've ever seen. Now, the tires have air. They do have air. I will say that. But, oh, boy, this one.
You said it was painted beautifully. I think it was painted beautifully probably about 35
30 years
ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a very special Patriotic trailer, and we're just going to have
I know
to
what
post
it is.
That on our horses.
Yeah.
It's got a historical background, too. I checked. This is the horse
yeah.
trailer that Captain America hauled his horse in.
Oh, there you go. It kind
yep.
of looks
in
like
1942.
It would be. 52, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that Captain America had a horse, but now I learn something every day. Ellen sent an next one, and we're posting that on Horses in the Morning Facebook page. It's too good to miss. Ellen sent this one in, registered paint gelding. What is the deal today? You guys all send the same type of ads in at the same time. This is fantastic. Registered paint gelding for sale. 8 years old. $600. That's pretty cheap. I am selling him because he has a rearing issue. So basically, he's going to rear up and flip over. Maybe that was the picture of the other horse that was rearing up.
Yeah.
He would make a great barrel horse, by the way. How? He's rearing up and going backwards.
Why would you think that a rearing horse would make a great barrel horse? Because when he's not rearing, he's bolting. That's probably what it was.
Exactly. I'm looking here. So far, we have had a horse that rears, a horse that bucks, a horse that lays down, a horse that bites, a horse that rears. I got that one. And I think we still have more to come. This is
See, there are some horses even God can't help.
That's our theme for today.
Yes. Shelley sent in the following one. And I love the title of this one. Tom. $400. And when I first read this, I thought they were talking about a turkey. Hello, I need a new home. My mom says I am too rambunctious for her farm. I need to leave by October 31st. I am a great horse. I just like my running space and knocking things down to escape. My new home must have open pastures, strong, sturdy fencing, plenty of lunging room if you plan on riding me, and lots of younger ponies for me to chase around. Call me for more information.
So I stand corrected. Rear, bite, kick, lay down, and run away.
And a runaway, yes, yes.
Bucks.
And it will kick the crap out of your other horses. But why would you put Tom? Why would you put the name of the horse in the title and not put horse for sale in the title? tongue. Yeah, I thought we were talking about a turkey until I got further in the ad.
That's bad ad. Mary sent in the next one. Trey... This is a great title. I would have had to click on it too, Mary. Trade cow for horse. I have a nice, fat paint mare that's rideable. Very well-mannered, approximately 10 years old. I want a cow. I'll trade straight up. Any cow will do.
Let me guess what's going to happen to the cow.
Uh-huh. I don't understand, though, but usually if it's very rideable and well-mannered, usually they don't want to trade. So this
you
one...
You can't eat a horse, or you're not supposed to.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
good point.
It's frowned upon.
Think about it. Diana sent in this last one. You wonder why I gave you that one, by the way.
Yeah, I'm just getting nauseous right now thinking about it.
You can thank me later. Diana sent the following one in. This is the last one of the day. Broodmare for sale or trade, $500 in Vernon. Nice breeding stock paint mare, about 14 years old. Was professionally broke about 5 years ago, but hasn't been ridden since.
Oh, God.
would make a great broodmare. Must have a good home. $500 or best offer. Wait, or I'll make a trade for a calf, a T-post, four-wheeler, or a nice saddle. Maybe we could just make a package deal. You get two horses for two cows. We'll put the two ads together.
I am amazed at how bad the horses are that are being sold right now. It's disheartening.
And how many times have we seen it that people pay to have their horse professionally broke and never ride it?
It is
Why?
Amazing. That's one of the most frustrating things for trainers, I would imagine, is, well, you know, Jennifer, she trained this horse. Coach Jen trained this horse, so I don't know why he's not broke. Because you haven't done anything with him in 5 years.
Yes.
And that's how trainers get bad names.
Yep.
Well, let's see who wins today. And, of course, the winner today is going to get the Epona Perfectly Primped package of PT Scooter's favorite grooming tools. And a calendar of some naked Australian people.
Ah! No, you won't. Don't promise that, Glenn. Don't ruin
somebody's
day. Yeah,
because they'll write to me and be disappointed they didn't get the naked calendar.
No, they won't. They will thank me. They will thank me for telling you not to do that. It's not good, you guys.
Who do we pick today?
Gosh, do we pick one that bucks, rears, lay down, runs away? What do we do? Or do we do the one that was trade for a cow? That was a new one. That was a
trade
good one.
For cow,
let's
I like.
See.
It was succinct yet effective. I like that.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I like the one that was the lay down, the gray rare standard bred. The cow, you want to do the cow?
Let's do the cow. Yeah, but who sent that one in? Mary, how do you
Mary.
Say her last name? Mary.
Mary Freed.
I can't say her last
Sir
name.
Freed.
Freed? Yeah. So, Mary, you win. And look at her email address. I won't say what it is, but it looks like she has pony, so she'll be able to use that prize, judging by her email.
Yeah.
She'll get a lot
there
of use
go.
Out of it. Well, thank you, everybody, for... Yeah, congratulations, Mary. And thank you to everybody else who sent in. I know you guys take time. Well, you do it anyway, but you take time to send it to us. I know you're on Craigslist anyway, but we appreciate you taking the time to send us the ads. You can do that. You can send it to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Put really bad ads in the subject line and copy and paste the entire ad into the email. Now, a programming note for next week, Monday, Jamie will be here. You're coming to us from Oklahoma, though, aren't you? We're going back to visit family.
I will be in Oklahoma, yes. It is it's Baby Tour 2014, second round. So I will be coming at you live from Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma.
All right, terrific. And that will be Monday, and she will be here with Emily, who does the jumping
Yay.
Episode. Emily Thompson will be here, and they're going to do the jumping episode together because Tuesday, Wendy and I will be co-hosting, and probably Helena, if she gets here soon enough, we'll have a whole bunch of co-hosts from the World Percheron Congress. We'll be coming to you from there. And then Wednesday, you have a fill-in co-host, don't you? You're going to be joined as I'm heading home. Tell us who.
Robin Donaghy is going to join us. She was crazy enough to want to host again. She hosted with you last time, so I figured she's a seasoned veteran that's going to be co-hosting with me. And Jennifer, I have a special request. Robin and my favorite type of horse, which I just found out, her favorite type of horse is an Andalusian. So we need some sort of Andalusian tie-in for one of our guests on Wednesday. So get to work on that. You got, like, you know, 4 days.
Got it. I'll just go on Craigslist. We'll find an Andalusian. Yeah, we'll be
able to find somebody selling an Andalusian. There you go.
And Robin is the one who also sends me, she sends me really good ads of Andalusians or Lipizzans that are for sale, and she needs to stop doing that because I do not need a new horse right now, but I'm tempted every time.
She is also the evil one that submitted a certain sound file that we won't mention right now, but that's why she's hosting with you and not me. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we would never mention that. Although I can't play it right now because my thing's not working. Here we go. Oh wait, no, she submitted something.
My little pony. My little pony. Why did I lose that Kegasus bet? Why I lost that bet. Well, that's it for this week. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. Have fun, be safe, and we'll see you again next week. And you guys have a good show on Monday there, Jamie.
Bye, y'all. Have a great one. Spay, neuter, geld.
I got a pony that bolts for sale.
What a deal. Trade for a cow.